football supporters, players and administrators are all strongly opposed to the Prime Minister's compulsory identity card scheme. Why doesn't she just for once listen to their voice?
The Minister of Sport,
I think he's actually admitted to using, as it were, blackmail against the club to say, look, if you support this ID scheme, I will get you back into Europe. So he really, at the moment, is actually holding his back.
Well, I mean, technically, if
I could strike somebody's face, I could say they've done something, throw them out of the ground, their ID card could be withdrawn, and they might actually have trouble going abroad. I'm 57 years of age, what the hell do I want an identity card? I threw them away after the war.
Mr. Moynihan says he met Ms. Bordes on three occasions, and always, he says, in the presence of other MPs. The Sports Minister is making it clear he had what he called no involvement with the girl.
The often managed by families. The running of them is in a very highly sophisticated hierarchical structure. Often the people who have started a lot of the problems have been sitting in the comfortable seats indicating to others to start a movement down on the terraces, where people who would in no way go to football to become involved in a punch-up or whatever are aggravated and become involved in fighting. So certainly I want to stop people thieving at football matches, just as I want to stop people hitting each other.
Sir Nicholas Ridley says hooliganism is a real threat which must be countered by the law.
The way in which they might be checked by police and others could be dangerous, and I think there's another truth in that.
Many members of both houses are against the scheme.
Stop the idea now.
Ben Grimes today.